loved chatting up with Rose Smith from Absolute Soul
Freudian
Secrets.
Freudian slip much. Good morning, Rose.
Oh, what are you doing? Hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Well, we are chatting you up, Rose, so that's fine.
It's okay? A big day for the world, Rose, with the passing overnight of Her Majesty. You know, what can you tell us about what's happening in the world at the moment?
Well, it's a very sad time, isn't it? It's like the ending of an era, and despite everything that's happened, what we've all been through over, especially the last few years, it's like she was sort of like a stay, or like a, you know, a symbol of stability. Mm. You know, being 70 odd years, just over 70 years. You know, raining. So, yes, it's a sad time.
We hear you were at a garden party at Buckingham Huge Palace back in the day. Can you tell us more, please?
Yes, back in 1987, I actually won a lottery to go to Buckingham Palace and go to a garden party. So I did that. That was quite an eye-opener.
Wow. So what did you have, food and cups of tea?
Yes, we literally had cucumber sandwiches, as I recall. Mm. And I am an avid tea drinker, so really suited me. I don't recall coffee being on offer.
When you said eye opener, was it like the Gympie race day when you get to the end of the day, everyone's shoeless and dressless and braless? Is that what you mean?
No. We had to wear hats and gloves, and I've got a photo that I had professionally taken, and my feet were killing me. Because of the shoes I had on, these really high heel shoes, and so my feet were killing me, and you can see it on my face. But yes, I had the hat and the gloves on. Yes, and I remember standing in a queue out the front, and the Minister for Housing, his wife, was next to me, and she was very put out because she had to queue like the rest of us commoners.
Wow, God.
English snobbery at its best.
Yeah. It was a big thing, though, you know, like to go there and see how they live, because I got to walk around part of the palace. A lot of it's sealed off, like their personal quarters and that is sealed off.
Yeah, but
the carpet, as I recall, was threadbare, which I was very surprised.
Oh, it's run down, that place. No two ways about that, Rose. Anyway, let's talk about King Charles III. What do you see for him? Are you getting impressions?
Well, a long time ago, maybe, or 6, 7, 8 years ago, I did hear him in spirit. He was talking to someone and he was saying, "I don't want to do it." And he was talking about reigning. He didn't want to be the king. So I don't think he's going to be a king for very long. I think he will turn it over to his son sooner rather than later.
Because the world has thought of that. We've always said, and we've always thought this, why doesn't the Queen just bypass Charles, move to William? He and Kate are the leading light of the monarchy. The world loves them. Although Charles has come back in the last few years, I mean, his environmental attitudes, and he's redeemed himself a little bit.
Yes, a little bit he has. You know, and some of his stands on different things, you know, about climate and the environment, I actually agree with him on a lot of points, you know. Mm. But, yeah, you can't sort of... we can never put ourselves in their situation because they've been born into that. So they've never really had a free sort of life where they could do what they wanted without having to worry about getting caught.
Look at what happened to Prince Harry, really. I mean, the boy goes to a party and there's photos taken and it makes worldwide news. So it's certainly not what we would call a normal life.
No, so we can't put ourselves in their situation. But I've actually got Prince Harry sitting on my lap right now. I had to let him because he yowls that much. So this is my Bengal cat. He yowls that much if I don't let him do what he wants.
So you've called him Prince Harry.
I called him Prince Harry because he looked like Prince Harry because he's sort of gingery coloured. But he's got the same personality and he's always in trouble.
So he's cheeky. He's a cheeky Bengal.
Yeah, he's a very sweet boy, very affectionate, sweet boy, but always in trouble.
Yeah, we know the wool's been pulled over his eyes, especially with the way Meghan's taken him by the tail. He's a whipped man.
Is a what?
A whipped man.
I think what he means is
whipped?
Yes, that Harry does whatever Meghan says. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't agree. Sorry.
Tell us more.
Just the impression
I
get.
He loves her. He loves her, and happy wife is a happy life. And so, you know, men, it doesn't mean that you do everything that your wife wants. Of course not. But, you know, there's some compromise that needs to be done. And, yeah, when you look at her astrology, she's got very strong Leo. I think it's a Leo ascendant she's got. Mm-hmm. I just haven't got it in front of me now. But that means that she's the boss of the wash, and that's just how she is. Boss but he loves her. He loves her for that.
And he does look at her lovingly.
I know. It's fine. The world sees him in another way, but as long as their relationship's solid, it's good for Archie and any kids that come along, which is amazing. Now, Rose, we were going to talk about Harvest Moon. I just want to put it out there that obviously if you can see the full moon through the doom and gloom that's out there with the rain at the moment, and that'll be Saturday and Sunday, do you recommend embracing the moon's light in full nakedness?
He's yes, loose today. God, sorry.
Not in the shopping mall. I don't recommend
damn
that.
It. But if Noosa Civic
in the
was
comfort
gonna...
of your own home.
What does it mean, the Harvest Moon? What does it mean for the world?
Well, of course, these names, they come from the Northern Hemisphere, and it's the time when they're harvesting their crops. Unfortunately, we don't seem to have names in Australia for the moons each month, and I have tried and tried. I've written to different people. So if any of your audience do know the Aboriginal names for the moon in each month, come along to AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com and send me a message I would love to do that.
Oh, I'm sure someone would know some information about the First Nations names for moons and things like that, I'm sure, because they've got a long history of tracking weather and things
yes.
like that. So there has to be some information. That's really fascinating.
Now, before you go, Rose, Jade yes. reckons she had a dream and a premonition about Her Majesty in the early hours of this morning.
No, not a dream. What happens is I woke up in an yes. absolute fright about 1:30, quarter to 2 this morning, like a big wake-up gasping kind of thing after
yes.
a really intense dream about an author that we spoke to taking us on tour of London. So it was like this crazy kind of coincidence. And then I got in the car and heard the breaking news, in fact, that the Queen had died. But, yeah, it was just one of those weird moments. You know, when you wake up from a dream that seems so real and it doesn't mean
yes.
anything at the time, it's only a couple of hours later that you find out, you know,
yes.
that the Queen has passed.
Yes, and that is a type of psychic ability because it's in the language of your unconscious. So I've been doing a lot of work at the moment with astrology in London, and so I today and yesterday I've woken up and thought, oh, I'm in London.
In a sense
that's right, but you don't get all of the pieces to the puzzle, like
yeah.
unless you actually started focusing because yeah. I knew straight away, because I'm doing all this work, I knew what it meant. But if I didn't know, well, then I'd have to focus on it and get more pieces to the puzzle to what it means.
I found it hard to sleep last night as well. Normally on a Thursday night I get to sleep very well after having, you know, a relaxing beverage, but I found it took me a long, long time. I was restless and I thought, what's going on? But I think Jade and I have psychic abilities and we are connected to, obviously, what
yes.
was going on around the world, and I think that's what sort of kept us, you know, peaking as we're trying to get
yes.
to sleep. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think psychic abilities are normal.
Mm.
I don't think they're supernatural in the sense of being out of the ordinary or extraordinary.
Mm.
I think they're normal and most people have them. So most women know, for example, if their child, well, I say most, a lot of women know if their child's had some sort of accident at school, for example, or how many people are thinking about someone and then they get called on the phone by that
so
person.
True.
It's normal.
Yeah.
It's normal.
We're all normal, Jade.
The dream was not. The dream was very bizarre. No mention of the Queen whatsoever. But, yeah, just one of those weird moments. Thank you so much, Rose. Always good to talk to you.